This is KI9NG Mobile in New Buffalo.
KI9NG, KA9EFD. Good morning, Nerby. Travel okay, or are we a little bit dicey this morning?
Well, if you just plow your way right through all the four-wheelers, it should be fine. Roads are good. Roads are fine. 20 was a little hairy at 4 in the morning, but I just came back through there on Highway 20, and it was okay. A little wet. 30 degrees here in New Buffalo. I assume you're on the KC9YNM repeater there, huh, Alan?
Yeah, that's why I heard you on Lertlist. I heard you on the N9IAA, but I was on the phone. My wife, be careful, 94. It's a mess right around Klein Avenue. And she got off I-65 headed the wrong way. So, she's a little bit frazzled. She's already stressed with her job, you know, with the students. They're very low cognitive ability. They destroy stuff. And the parents, you know, they haven't tried teaching them. And these are kindergarten, first, second, third graders. Okay, they just have got the cognitive ability of like a 2 or 3 year old. And there's Steve calling me on the other one. You want to head over to the other one?
Yep, I'm there still. KI9NG clear.
Okay, and that is it.
K8DIY, K8DIY, this is KI9NG.
Kitty 9, UYK, Kitty 9, UYL.
K8DIY, this is KI9NG.
And, all this funny beast that also. Drahma Yadukori, there it is, God it is, there it is, here it is, but not by Leicester.
Also, I'm not pushing her. Jy praat nog van jou sonstelsel, so ek aanvaar die vreselike holstorm wat ons sondag nacht hier in Kenton gehad het, het daarom nie te veel skade daar by jou aangerig nie, ek en al kies jou vannacht vir ons sê. Ek het nogal redelijk gedink aan dit, toe die groot dobbelsteen.
Chicago. I think I can hit New York. And I'm tempted to put a 10-meter repeater up.
Yeah, Griffin, like your repeater's connected to something.
TI-9NG.
Good morning, TR-1IS.
Oh, Roger, I heard you remark at your repeater being connected to something. Didn't want to just totally be a lurker, but I'm just perusing the All-Star Link keyed nodes and just stopped by to hear what was going on. I didn't mean to interrupt anything.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Your name here is Chris. We're located in Southern California. Yeah, you got Chris and Nick is out there in 5ICK. We were kind of messing around with 10 meters, or I am. Yeah, we were trying to look for, like, repeaters. Because, 10 meters is booming right now. But good morning to you.
Roger, Chris, you got Bill here. Bravo India Lima Lima, KI-9NG. Valparaiso, Indiana is the home QTH, currently in Grand Rapids, Michigan, waiting for somebody to put some steel on my truck here so I can make a little delivery. And that's that. Okay, cool on 10 meters being open. My local repeater, the N9IAA, is actually listed on allstarlink.org as having a 10-meter repeater. Unfortunately, it's not functional. He did just get, his name's Kevin, he did just get a 6-meter repeater going, and it claims to be on All-Star, but I think that something failed in the process there. Hey, I've got a phone call. I will be back in a moment. This is KI-9NG.
Hey, very good, KR-1IS. Go ahead.
I'm also there. I was looking up All-Star nodes and then for 10, or not All-Star, but 10-meter repeaters, and then I looked at my phone and I see all these repeater pop-ups. I'm like, what the heck? I didn't hear anything, but I just send you a list of 10-meter FM repeaters there, Chris.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I see that. I see it. Okay, so looks like Florida of appeal 107.2. Let me see if I hit that one. Give me a second. Yeah, I'm hitting it. That's on the same 107.2. I'm able to hit that. It's fine. It's a little scratchy, but it's there. Any of them are connected to All-Star?
Yeah, let me see if I can do a redefined search service.
Here, one, I guess.
The only one I think that's connected to All-Star is the N6LXX repeater in LA on 29.66. Actually, that's the M6LAZ repeater, which is N6LXX's life. But, you know, actually, I wonder.
I can hit Alabama. I hit Alabama.
Oh, sweet home Alabama. What freaks me out that one?
It's 29640.
I'm going to have to get like an outside antenna for the scanner to be able to hear anything up on 10 meters. Or just make something. But yeah, I don't hear nothing on 10 meters on the scanner.
Okay, yeah. So there are two frequencies. There's Alabama one, and it looks like Minnesota. But the Minnesota is on a PL tone, so I'm able to hit both of those. It sounds like they're kind of convergent. that the one in Alabama that doesn't have a code, and the other one in, looks like in maybe Mississippi, it's got 114.8.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Well, it's good that the bands are open, though. You know, actually, what I should do, I could, you know, this scanner I have will go down to 27 megahertz. Oh, Gibby's fine. Let me see if I get to help him out real fast. And 5 ICS.
Okay, I'll stand by. Carol, one of you.
VI9NG. There appears to be a 10-meter repeater on All-Star in Montgomery, Texas, call sign Whiskey Alpha 5 Alpha India Romeo. This is KI9NG, supposedly on a 10-meter repeater out of Williamsport, I think, Pennsylvania, Kilo, India Niner, November Golf. Anybody out there on 10 meters from Williamsport, Pennsylvania? KI9NG.
W3GIB calling W3MSB. W3GIB calling one. W3MSB.
Oh boy, if there's some 10-meter activity, that'd be cool. Kilo, India Niner, November Golf on All-Star, coming out of the Williamsport, PA 10-meter repeater. Okay, I had forgotten to disconnect from all the other repeaters I was connected to. But we're back. KI9NG mobile in Grand Rapids.
K9CNQ, N9OKA.
Hang on there, Mike. I'll patch you in. They are on the N9IAA at the moment. KI9NG.
Okay. Well, she called for me on the Laporte machine there, and then I didn't come back.
So I'd much rather have the ability to work a little bit more than, you know, not having the elevation to not work it, so.
Yeah, the elevation comes in handy. The thing about it, though, for you to really change your takeoff angle, it's got to be, a half wave length or above, and, I mean, even on 40 meter, that's 67 feet, so that's pretty far up there. You can, I run a, inverted V off of an NZ half wave, and 20 feet to the peak, well, 19 feet to the peak, I broke my mast. And however long my hiking poles are on either side, so about 3 feet off the ground, roughly, and that setup will work around the world. I've talked to everywhere running that setup on 100 watts.
That's very impressive. Yeah, maybe that's another thing I could possibly look into as well. Yeah, like I said, I got the radio, I got the power supply, I just need to get an antenna set up. That's all I got to get done. And once I kick...
Hey, Mike, KI-9NG, N9OKA, KI-9NG.
KI-9NG, N9OKA, go ahead.
Is your email good on QRZ?
What was that?
Is that a good email on QRZ.com? Your email. Do you have a valid email address on QRZ.com?
Yes, I do. Yeah, there ain't something on there. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna shoot you an email over there, just for your edification, and then I'll tie us back into the N9IAA. So I gotta go unload some steel, but 7-3 for now. Good to hear you, Mike. KI-9NG.
7-3 later. N9OKA.
Okay, email sent, Mike. I think you should look at that before, just so you know. KI-9NG.
I've got all kinds of goals in this hobby. Seems like every day I got a new idea.
Well, there's the problem. You come up with ideas, and it's expensive.
Every time I think of an idea, it becomes expensive. When I first got into this hobby, my first radio I bought was $300. And now I've got, $1,600 in radios at my name? Yeah, I feel like every day it's another expensive idea that comes to mind. KE9CNQ.
N9OK.
Oh, yeah, it can get salty real fast in $1,500 radios, man. No, I'm not there. We might want to maybe about three times that, I think. I've got the HF setup at the house and the 2 meter here. I've got a test rig satellite rig. My portable backpack rig for parts on the air, and the truck's got radios in it too. And I'm going to buy a new radio tomorrow. So, I spend too much money on this hobby. Mike, I heard you out there. How's it going? W9PRK.
Yeah, I've been trying to get back to Jenna. I heard her call for me earlier. Jenna.
N9OKA, KU9CMQ. How you doing out there, Mike?
Oh, I'm not doing much anything here. I'm sitting in my chair looking out the window. So, I heard you on 10 meter calling for me earlier, and by the time I got back to you, you were gone.
I was just wondering when you were going to send me that email about your son there that needs the job. Hopefully you're doing well out there. I'm still recovering from this cold, but I feel like I'm almost 90% there, so I'll take that.
Well, he needs to get over there to talk to him, and I don't know if he's got the application in there or not.
Sounds like he might need a swift kick in the bottom to go over there and get it done.
I don't know what's going on. He lost Denver's office. He works next jobs, but his one job is kind of seasonal. He works at the yacht club here in town. And that's getting lean on hours now at the yacht club. That's why he needs to go looking for something else. But I can't make him. All I can do is keep talking to him.
That's that old saying, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, my license officially updated as of yesterday. I'm officially a general now, so I'm no longer stroke alpha golf. I'm just a general. So, excited about that.
Hey, congratulations. General Jenna, say it real quick 3 times.
W9ML.
NML, K19Q.
Hey, how you doing? It's some fan. I heard you talking. Good to hear you on the repeaters. Yeah, I was going to tell you that I saw your upgrade posted yesterday, but it sounds like you saw that already.
I did. Yeah, thank you so much for that. Grateful to hear your voice here on the NIA repeater. I tune over to the K9PC repeater occasionally, but I feel like don't hear much chatter over there on that frequency.
Yeah, most of us use this one. This is actually a link repeater. There's 5 sites. Yeah, most of the conversations happen here, and a lot of K9PC actually has a lot of involvement on this repeater.
Fantastic. Yeah, I know Jack pointed me at it yesterday at W2TAV. Said, hey, just let you know your license finally shows upgraded. And I'm like, oh, great, because I was checking it every morning, and it was funny. I checked it that morning, too. And then it was, I think, a couple hours later that he messaged me saying it upgraded. So definitely grateful for it. I just got to get an antenna set up at the house. I've got the radio. I've got the power supply. I just need an antenna. I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to put it right now. So, but as soon as I knock out this cold, I will probably be working on that next.
Yeah, very nice. It sounds like the FCC finally got caught up after the holidays. So I think you just kind of got caught up right at the very end there, and now they're operating as normally. But, yeah, congratulations there. What radio do you have? Antennas are fairly easy. You can get an end fed up, one end up in a tree. That's my first antenna. I had a 70-some foot. I had it strung up in a tree on one side about, I don't know, 20 feet up, but it was just as high as I could throw it. And then the transformer end I just had attached to the house that was about 7 or 8 feet up, and I worked all over on that, and kind of it did great for me.
About 3 or 4 weeks ago, I went to Fort Wayne Hamfest, and I picked up an older model U2 FT991. I was looking for an FT991A. Found an ICOM 7300, too, but I really still wanted something I can do 2 meter on. Found an older FT991, and I think between the power supply and the radio, I got it for like $750, which wasn't terrible. Definitely excited to get on HF, though, here soon, and probably going to accelerate myself here and get my extra maybe done in the next month or so, just because I want to see if I can possibly be lucky enough to get a 2x1. I've been watching a radio QTH for a 2x1, so...
I got a 73 foot onion at the corner of the house, and it goes up in the tree about 30 foot, and then back to a pole that I have up. The spread, it's an inverted V sloper, and the spread between the onion and the other end of the wire is about 30 foot as well.
Yeah, Yeah, those NFEDs and sloper configurations, it does absolute wonders. It really, it's crazy how little it takes to talk all over the world, especially at this point in the sun cycle. That's 73-foot wire, some coax, and you're there. But very cool. That 991's a great radio. It's a good... I had a 991 for a little bit, and I don't hold on to them too long. I have, 18 radios, something like that now. They just, there's always something else out there that I want.
Yeah, I got a 991A. The wire's performing great. Squirrel chewed through the previous wire and had to replace it, and I think it's a heavier gauge wire now, but it's doing a much better job. I'm really impressed with it.
And while we're on the topic of it, my antenna of the week, I am running a flat top off-center fed 80 through 10, 20 feet in the air. It's kind of orientated southeast to northwest, and so far so good. I'm really enjoying this one. We'll see what other crazy contraption I end up coming with throughout the winter, but on parks on the air, yeah, I run the 40 through 10 NFET half wave that I make, and either I was running it as a sloper and I found predicaments where I didn't have enough room to do that in places, so I started doing an inverted V with it. And the inverted V on that NFET has become my favorite portable antenna so far.
You're the opposite of me. I'm northwest to southeast. but it performs well.
9CNQ and then OKA.
N9OKA.
Back up into the house, the driveway, so I'm going to say 732, guys. Nice chat with you. K9, you're mine.
All right, have a good one. Maybe 9PRK.
Three's Tom.
7-3's Tom, K9CNQ.
Yeah, Jen, I just talked to my son. He already pressed the application in, but he never heard nothing. N9OKA.
N9OKA, KE9CNQ. Shoot me an email off of QRZ, let me know his name, and I'll reach out to him.
Well, okay.
Okay, when you get on, HF, what's your plan? Are you going to go for the nets or chase DX or hunt parks on the air, be a park on the air activator, or just find a place to rag to?
Honestly, probably all of the above, maybe aside from the rag to. I might get involved in it eventually, but that's mainly the reason why I wanted to get my general class anyway. I wanted to be able to chase POTA, do POTA, be involved in nets, basically just on all the above, maybe aside from the rag chew. But that's kind of my plan right now. I do want to get a radio for QRP, maybe like a Zygu G90 or something, just something that I can, it's a little bit portable that I can take out to a park and do a parks on the air with on low power. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm not exactly sure yet, but it's just going to be a matter of time here. But as soon as I can get on the air, I'm sure I'm going to have a lot of fun with it. KE9CNQ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's... HF opens up a whole new world, and definitely pursue that extra, because you can work some pretty cool DX stations in the extra portion, because a lot of these other countries, their band privileges only go so far up, and it's typically below the general class. So you almost have to be an extra to talk to these guys. And I tell you what, it makes for a fun time when you can get down there and do that.
I've actually already started setting for my extra. As soon as I'm ready for it, I'm going to take it immediately and get it done.
mainly because, you know, I want to get into those shorter calls and possibly seeing if I can get one snagged, you know, with the lottery system there. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I didn't change my call sign for a reason because I was just like, you know, honestly, unless I'm going to go to extra class, I've really got no reason to attempt a vanity. So that's at least my current thought process. So we'll see how it goes, though. We will definitely see how it goes. Back to you.
Oh, there you go. I kind of regret getting a vanity before I became an extra. I mean, I can still go switch and get a 1x2 or 2x1, whatever, but I'm kind of attached to the one I got now.
39, I'll just throw it out there. If you do study for your extra, you got my info. If you don't see a session, I'll get a hold of me. I can usually have people writing in about 15, 20 minutes, but if you do decide to take your extra, there is a free option for the call sign. If you change it systematically when you take your extra, they give you a 2x2, and it always starts with A-alpha. So that's at least, if you want something short-term until you find a 1x2 or 2x1 you like. I got really lucky with mine.
Well, it's funny because right after I upgraded to General, I was checking radio QTH, and I saw a crap ton of 1x2s and 2x1s. And I was just like, man, I should have just, you know, studied up for my extra instead of doing that. But, you know, with the FCC being backlogged from the shutdown and then the holiday, it was kind of one of those things where I was like, you know, honestly, it's probably all going to be taken. And then I think the next day I saw that, you know, all applications were filed, besides, I think, one of them. And I was like, you know, that's going to be the most difficult thing about, you know, going extra is getting that 1x2 or that 2x1. Just because, you know, all of them are basically taken. So, yeah, no, it's definitely nice to be able to, you know, be able to snag one at some point. But, yeah, that's definitely my next goal is going extra so I can go and get that knocked out and, you know, hopefully get a decent vanity or, you know, as you suggested, you know, possibly go with that 2x2 even. So, definitely something I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, that list of vanities was probably just from the pile-up of calls that became available during the government shutdown, and I think people were, I'm sure that was, they all got flooded with applications the second the FCC reopened, because it's a normal carousel of old calls expiring, new calls coming out, calls getting taken, every single one of them goes to a lottery. And there's other, I'll send you a couple other websites with information on it, there's a few other ways you can track and find call signs. Mine, you know, I wanted mine because it's my initials and it's a 1x2. But it was, the call wasn't actually available. The license was expired, but the 2 years wasn't up yet. And I did some digging and found that the previous owner has passed away. So I was able to get a hold of the FCC and get the license canceled, which got the vanity application process to come up a little sooner, about 6 months or so sooner, which, of course, if there were other people watching it, that threw them off. So when I applied, there was only 3 people in the lottery, and thankfully that was luck of the draw, I guess. I got it. But, yeah, there's tricks and other things you can do, so I'll send you those websites.
79ML, K89CMQ. Yeah, if you don't mind shooting those to my email, I'd really, truly appreciate it. That'd be phenomenal. And like I said, I'm working and getting studied up here for the extra, so I can get that done here soon as well.
Yeah, I was never going to get mine, and then I got peer pressured into it, and I'm glad I did. It's not hanging, you know, there's not that, you know, one more test thought lingering over my head. I have it now, and I mean, for the most part, if I hear somebody talking on the bands and I want to call out to them, I can. There's, you know, a few caveats to that where other countries have different voice privileges than we do, but it's nice not having to worry about if you're in the extra portion or the general portion of the U.S. band.
Honestly, that's the other reason why I want to go extra is just so that I don't have to pay as much attention to it, especially if you're on the, you know, the lower part of the band, and then all of a sudden you are, you know, just slightly off. So, Yeah, no, I'm definitely excited about getting it, though, for sure. More excited about getting this antenna set up here soon so I can actually start doing some DX and chasing some parks on the air and stuff. So, but, you know, soon enough it'll be done. Maybe as soon as some of the snow clears up, I'll get an antenna tossed up into a tree.
Yeah, you should figure out what kind of antenna you want. Go for it. It's once you do it a couple of times, it's not nearly as intimidating as it sounds at first. It's pretty easy to get a wire, you know, even 15, 20, 30 feet up into a tree branch on one end, and then, you know, at the end fence, if you got the transformer on the other end, you put it, you know, lower to the ground. You don't have to get it up in a tree, and then you're good to go.
Not wrong at all. MNOKA, I heard you calling out there.
Yeah, I sent you an email, Jenna. I talked to him just now. He already applied, but he hasn't heard nothing back. But he applied online. I don't know if there's a difference there, if he did something wrong or whatever.
I'm applying online, right. Let me reach out to them really quick. Don't think I see your email here yet, Mike. Let me just check my spam folder. Yep, I got it. I got it right here. Let me reach out to them really quick and see if they've if they're hiring right now. But you said Cook, right? I just want to confirm.
Well, I really appreciate it, Jenna. Thank you.
Not a problem, Mike. I will go ahead and reach out to them really quick. I'll let you know what's going on here momentarily. I'll probably email you back.
N9OK. Boy, I'm going to use this 220 radio here today.
W9DLP, this is KI90.
K8DIY, KI9NG.
W9DLP listening.
This is KI9NG mobile.
KI9NG, KD2GSW, good afternoon, Bill.
Audio. Heading down from Grand Rapids, or somewhere around in the South Haven area, South Haven, Michigan. Coming in on All-Star into the W9LY. You don't have 220 capabilities, do you?
I have a 220 portable at home. I don't have anything in the mobile.
Okay. Well, we are currently hooked in to the W9LY, the KC9YNM, and then the WB9YPA in Elkhart. And then two other 220 machines. One's in Moline, Michigan. And then there's another one in the Grand Rapids area, too. But, so AC9HO, his hub is typically connected to those 220 machines and the W9LY.
The YNM machine. That's local to here, right? Because I think I have that programmed into my radio, which is a beautiful HT1250 Motorola on 220.
Yes, sir. That's on the Valpo Tower, and that's fascinating. I was totally unaware that Motorola had 220. That's wild.
I will say I paid more than I should have, but it was a new old stock, Motorola 220, with every single 220 pair already programmed into it. So I am more than pleased and likely will never sell that.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, and I suppose it does 5 watts, and that's what my mobile rig does on 220. It'll only do 5 watts also.
Yeah, the only thing that would make it better is if it had a real SMA connector. It's got the MX bolt, so just threaded, no center conductor. So not really too easy to put it on an external antenna, but yeah, I'm sure if it says 5 watts, it's actually 5 watts, not like some of these CCRs that just have bogus wattage ratings.
That's a CCR, yeah. Yeah, I've got nothing but those. I've got this little CCR here, it's a TalkPod A36. It'll do 220, but I think it's right around 500 milliwatts.
Yeah, I looked at rounding out my HT 1250 collection with a 6-meter, a 6-meter one as well, but a lot of cash to spend for something I'm probably going to look at on the shelf most of the time.
Yeah, probably 6-meter FM. I mean, we do have a repeater in the area, and I'll bet you it's got really good HD coverage. I haven't yet to try. Well, I did try. I also have the Quancheng UBK5, and it will transmit on 6 meters. I've never put it on the power meter, but I've been told that it's in the 30 milliwatts range, and even on my NFED half-wave, it can't key up the repeater in Valpo, so I don't know. I'd like to try hooking it up to my shunt FET delta loop sometime and see what it'll do, but yeah, I doubt it'll even do it. It's unwise to do so anyway. It puts out more spurious emission in the FM broadcast band, 100 megahertz range, than it does on 50 megahertz.
W9DLP, now I'm 6-meter repeater right now.
Ben.
I got you, Dave. You doubled with the Al, though. Unfortunately, the 6-meter repeater in Valpo is not on All-Star, so it appears to be an oversight on Kevin's part there. I think he intends to have it on All-Star, but it appears to not actually be. Go ahead there, Al. I missed what you said.
I was just going to say, does it have a nasty second harmonic? But that's what I figure it is. I figure most of the HF rigs will do FM with a PL tone for a 6-meter repeater, right? Or am I mistaken?
I would say most of the FM rigs do HF and plus 6.
That's good to know. So far, everyone that I've bought, except for the Zygu X6100, the Zygu X6100 does not do PL tone. I'm working on a solution for that, and it's eluded me so far. The Zygu hooks up to the computer and shows up as a sound card, but in FM mode, it does not appear to take an output from the computer and put it out over the airwaves. I'm going to have to come up with a workaround for that.
Sounds like something you can conquer, or you just go look on eBay or wherever and find a comp spec board. You ever use one of those?
I'm sorry, Dave, that last transmission. On All-Star here, you got to hold the key for a good half a second for me to catch the whole thing. The ComSpec, I assume that is something that goes in line with your microphone?
Yeah, there's different places to tap it. The mic audio is one. Sometimes it might be a little hot, but yeah, it's just a little board with seven dip switches on it. The whole board's the size of a postage stamp.
So, what's cool about the Zygu is that it is all software based. So I should be able to implement a mixer that mixes in the PL tone, and that's my that's where I want to be. I could, I'm sure, bring something up with an Arduino that did the same thing as the ComSpec there. But yeah, that's fascinating. I did not know that existed. You know, I am definitely new school and wet behind the ears when it comes to ham radio equipment.
These are so old that they're new. I remember putting ComSpec boards in when I had a Regency Crystal Control. I was in high cotton when I actually had my PL board and actually my crystals came in to plug into my 6-channel 25-watt Regency DTL, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, that'll be a last-ditch effort on my part to, I don't like that. there's no reason that a software-defined radio shouldn't have a PL tone built into it. But, yeah. Did you have any trouble getting to work this morning, Al? I heard that westbound I-94 was pretty jacked up.
Funny you say that. So I got on, and as soon as I got on 94 westbound at 49, I hear on our trusty District 13 ISC dispatch that there is a semi that lost its trailer at mile marker 19. So I the trailer was at 18 and the tractor was at 21 or the opposite. So I got right off again at 20 and took 20 in on the way to work. So saved by the scanner, almost.
Oh, that's fantastic. I don't have a scanner. All I've got is amateur radio. So, that's good news. Yeah, save for the day. That's awesome. There was a little thing happened up here in Grand Rapids on 131. Somebody messed everything up on 131. Right in downtown, too. So everything was all pretty jacked up going north or south through the city. Because 131 is the primary route if you want to go from north side to south side. And all the other routes were jacked up then. Spent a bunch of time on Wilson Street going south. That took 30 minutes. But it's good stuff.
Yeah, see, definitely has saved me a couple times. But hey, Bill, I got to jump off, and I forget, I don't know what the other station's name was, but I got to jump off here, running to grab groceries real quick, a couple things for the wife. I'll catch you guys later. KI9NG and the other station, I'd sorry if I get to call, KDCGSLE.
Yeah, roger that, Al. Thanks for listening. And I got to get off here, too. Good to hear you, Dave. W9DLP, KD2GSW, KI9NG.
73, sir, I'll talk to you later. W9DLP.